This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right. And we do that by taking time with God each day of our lives. One of the most important disciplines you could ever build into your life is the discipline of having time each day for listening to God, for bringing your life in line with God's priorities, God's principles of living. You can only do that by taking time to read God's Word, and while you're reading, to have your heart open to Him, already saying to Him, "Lord, whatever you have to say to me, my answer is yes. I want to live your way in life." We're looking this week at the theme, When Times Are Tough. And we saw yesterday that God's good plan for your life includes pain and difficult times. God is going to use those times greatly in your spiritual growth. Today we want to look in Romans chapter 8. You know, in Romans 8, the Apostle Paul points out that we live in a fallen world where times are tough. He says, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God," that is, the day when Jesus Christ will return and will be glorified. "For the creation was subjected to futility," that is, when the first man and woman sinned against God, God cursed not only them, but all of the creation that they were rulers over. "Creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but because of Him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the children of God." One day God is going to remake this world, not fallen, but unfallen. He goes on, "For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now." And notice this, not only this, but also we ourselves, Paul writing to other believers, we, having the first fruits of the Spirit, we already have a foretaste of what it's going to be like to be with God forever. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves. Why? Because we live in fallen bodies that suffer sickness and pain, like the rest of this world. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. He's clearly talking about the fact that even as Christians, our bodies are fallen, and that fallenness will end when Jesus Christ returns, or we are glorified. He goes on a few verses later to say, "We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose." The fact is that God fits everything in your life, even the fallenness of your body, into His perfect plan. So long as you love Him and are available to His call on your life, all things, times when business is good and times when business is slow, the times when your kids are all popular and the times when they feel like no one likes them, the times when you are fit and healthy and the times when you're sick, the times when your parents love and support what you're doing and when they criticize you, the times when people respect you for your faith, and the times when they make fun of you. God causes all these things to work together for good in your life. Oh, only God could do that. And notice that they don't all work for good in everybody's life. There's some people who become worldly when their business prospers, others who lose their faith when hard times come. So how can you know that the things in your life are being used by God for good? Meet the two requirements in the verse. Make God the first, most important love of your life, and make a commitment to pursue His purposes for you. and then rest in the promise of this passage. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.